So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion of Ksubas ben Indichrin with two halachas. Amar Rava, Mecheres Ksubas al Acherim, Yesh le Ksubas ben Indichrin. If a woman sells her Ksuba to someone and she subsequently dies, and then her husband dies, she has Ksubas ben Indichrin, and only her sons inherit her possessions. Mecheles Ksubas al Abaylo, Ein le Ksubas ben Indichrin. If a woman is Mechel her Ksuba to her husband and she subsequently dies, and then her husband dies, she does not have Ksubas ben Indichrin, and all the sons of the father inherit all his possessions equally. The reason for this is because in the second case we say, Achule Yechilta, as Rashi explains, Nekel Be'enehu Lahavsid Benel Miksubas L'chinam. By simply being Meichel her Ksuba, she showed that she doesn't care to cause this loss to her sons. However, in the first case we say, Zuzi Ansua, she only sold out of need for money, and we do not say, Nekel Be'enehu Lahavsid Benel Miksubas L'chinam. Rava, however, has a question in the third case. Mecheres Ksubas L'bala. If a woman sold her ksuba to her husband, k'mecheres l'acherim dami, oy k'mecheres l'bala dami, is it like when she sells it to another person, and we do not say nekel benel l'havse benem k'subas achinam, or is it like when she is meichel it to her husband, since in this case, if she dies first, the husband will not have to make any payment at all, and we say nekel benel l'havse benem k'subas achinam. And Rava concluded that Mecheres Ksubas Labailo is like Mecheres Ksubas Lacherim, and she still has Ksubas Ben Indichrin. Rav Elazar adds, Mecheles Ksubas Labailo in La Mezainis, if a woman is Mechel or Ksuba to her husband, and he then dies, she does not receive support from his estate. The Gemara proceeds to teach Arusa in La Ksuba. Unless that Arus explicitly obligate himself by writing her a Ksuba, an Arusa does not automatically have a Ksuba as a Tznai Bezin. Therefore, if she dies while still an Arusa, he does not inherit her, and he is not obligated to pay for her burial. The Mishnah taught that one of the Tznai Ksuba is, if he dies, her daughters from him will be supported from his estate. The question is, until when? The Gemara explains, Beger v'lo insif. If they reach the age of Bagris, even though they did not yet marry, or in civile bagger, if they got married even before bagris, they no longer receive support from his estate because they've left the father's rishus. However, in the case of arusa v'lo bagger, they were betrothed before the age of bagris, there is a machlekes. Rebbe Tani adet talokhin leguvern. Rav's text of the Mishnah reads adet talokhin leguvern until they will be taken in marriage, which includes erison. Therefore, they do not receive support. The Gemara explains the reasoning for this opinion. Since the husband was me'arisar, he will not allow her to beg for food and will support her. Therefore, the father's estate does not have to support her. Levi's text in the Mishnah reads adetavagrin until they reach bagris. Therefore, they do receive support. The Gemara explains the reasoning for this opinion. Since the husband is not certain that he will actually follow through with the nisuin and marry her, he will not spend his money to support her. Therefore, her father's estate has to support her. The Gemara proceeds to present five instances where there is a question of whether the above tnai ksuba, a benonuk v'n dihavim l'chiminai, yihavim yasim b'vesi, umesazim nichsi, applies, yesh l'mezaynis, oy ein l'mezaynis. Mima enes. A ketana who is married off by her mother or brother, and then rejected the marriage. In this case, there is a machlekes. The Tanakhama of the Braisa holds that when she returns, she resumes to be supported from the father's estate, because as Rashi explains, akersinhu l'nisuin mi'ikaren, v'havin lo kamish l'nisis, the mean uproots the nisuin retroactively, as if she was never married and never left her father's rishus. Rabbi Yehuda holds that she is not supported from the father's estate, because as Rashi explains, once she was in the suah, she completely left the father's rishus and cannot return. Bas Yavama. Yavama married a Yavam and had a daughter. If the Yavam dies, does this daughter have the right to be supported from the Yavam's estate? Do we say, she does not receive support because the Yavama collects her ksuba from her first husband's estate and she's not his daughter? Therefore, the Tznai Ksuba are not on the Yavam. Or do we say, Kiven de iles le mirishin takina la rabbana mishen isla. She does receive support because if the first husband's estate was unable to pay the ksuba, the yavam assumes the ksuba. Therefore, the yavam's estate must also support the daughters. The Gemara concludes, take with the question stands. Bas shnia. If a person married an erva shnia, which is asim rabbanan, but not asim in that Torah, and had a daughter, and then died. Do we say, kiven de les le ksuba les le mezaini? Since a shnia does not receive a ksuba, there is also no tznai ksuba of mezainis? Oy delma, ima de avdi isura kansu rabbanan. Ihi de loy avdi isura loy kansu rabbanan. Or do we say that the mother who did an avera is penalized to not receive a ksuba, but the daughter who did not do an avera is not penalized and does receive the benefits of the tnai ksuba? Tekui. Bas arusa. If a man cohabited with his arusa and they had a daughter, do we say kiven this ksuba isla, since this arusa receives a ksuba, either because we follow the opinion that an arusa receives a ksuba or because it's a case where the arus voluntarily gave her a ksuba? Therefore, there's also this tanai ksuba, a dilma, kiven de le tekin rabbanan ksuba, a chas nisuin lesla. Or do we say that since the rabbanan only established that the ksuba be written at the nisuin, therefore there is no tanai ksuba as long as the husband did not make an explicit commitment for this tanai ksuba to take effect from the erisin, tekui. Bas anusa. If someone violated a naira, then married her as required and had a daughter, and he then died. This question is only according to the Rabbanan who hold that an anusa, who married the ma'anis, does not receive a ksuba. Do we say, kiven de les le ksuba les le mezaini, oy dilma ksuba taima mai, kidei shaloi te kalab einav lo itzia? The reason he doesn't give her a ksuba is because the purpose of a ksuba is so that it won't be easy to simply divorce one's wife. And the ma'anis is anyway not allowed to divorce the anusa. However, the tanai ksuba that serve a different purpose remain in effect, tekui.